is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. China counters in a potential new trade war with the U.S. China responding to President Trump's new 10% tariffs on goods produced there with 10 to 15% taxes of its own on U.S. products, including coal and crude oil. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Beijing.
That's about 30% of U.S. imports into China. So in some ways, it's punitive for now, but it might just be an opening salvo from Beijing, because as well as imposing those tariffs, Beijing is not closing the door on talks.
Yesterday, Mr. Trump settled up with Canada and Mexico. Unions representing federal employees are suing to try to stop Elon Musk's new Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive information that controls the flow of trillions of dollars in Treasury payments. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If you want to know how an unelected shadow government operates, look no further than DOGE.
This morning, USAID, which delivers humanitarian relief around the world, is on the verge of being shut down, as per Musk's orders. A high-profile meeting at the White House with implications for the next phase of a Gaza ceasefire agreement. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
President Trump will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu today. It's the president's first formal meeting with a foreign leader since returning to the White House last month. Before boarding his flight from Israel, Netanyahu says he thinks it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance.
Weeks after the deadly wildfires ripped through neighborhoods in Los Angeles, the final stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway has reopened. Local Judy Jensen worried about privacy.
I'm not happy about people who are looky-loos coming into the Palisades area.
An atmospheric river is set to dump rain on L.A. today. A trial begins in Pennsylvania for a man accused of trying to stab Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie to death in 2022 on behalf of Hezbollah. WSEE-TV's Jackie Palmer from Erie.
It was stated that Hadi Mitar was motivated in part by a 2006 speech given by Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah.
Attack left Rushdie blind in one eye. Any migraine sufferer will understand this one from CBS's Michael George.
A study published in JAMA found people with migraines and other forms of headache disorders have higher rates of attempted suicides than people who don't. Chronic pain and decreased quality of life may be the reasons. Researchers say more needs to be done to address the mental health of headache patients.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A person of interest in a suspicious Kenosha death yesterday was found after about 4 hours of searching. 41-year-old Justin L. Turek was found after Kenosha police went to social media to help find him. He was described as armed and dangerous. The suspicious death was at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue earlier in the day yesterday. We're working on learning more about that situation. Early voting is underway for the state's February 18th primary. To find out what's on your ballot and how you can cast it, check out myvote.wi.gov. Some polling places may have changed since you last voted in November. Kenosha Unified has a referendum for an increase in school spending. Racine Unified has their referendum on the April ballot. In-person absentee voting will be available through February 16th. Battling a blaze in Belize will soon be easier thanks to the city of Racine. The Racine County Eye has a story up about the donation of a fire truck that's making its way to Punta Gorda. Find out who's working together to make it happen at RacineCountyEye.com. It's Transit Equity Day, and again, Ride Racine is paying tribute to Rosa Parks. The tradition is to reserve a seat on each city bus in her honor. The move is meant to acknowledge Parks' pivotal role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that's sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Lows near 20, a northwest breeze. Clouds will fill back in Tuesday as our highs top out in the mid-20s. Those clouds stick around Tuesday night. We'll see some snow and sleet, though, as we head into your Wednesday. It's 24 at our studios.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Tick tock. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating. Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed the subtext. I don't...
Chrissy Sledge with A Man Loves a Woman, 610 Local News, Tablet Hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning, February 4th. Big morning today at 8:30 this morning. We have a big announcement to make. How Local News is about to evolve to its next level. And we'll fill you in this morning at 8:30. We will be your home for local news. And we are your home for local news. It's about to expand. Complete details this morning. We're going to have three big guests in here this morning at 8:30. At 7 o'clock this morning, a little after 7, Mike Bino is here from Our Wisconsin Magazine. Three great stories I have to talk about in this issue, including a radio story. Yes, I love radio stories. Anyway, Mike Bino's in a little after 7. Then we're going to talk about local news and our next level we're going to take in local news. And that's at 8:30 this morning. So you got to keep it right here. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and CCR. It's 6:11 at WRJN. Rising local news, Tamla sits at WRJN 613. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 26. Slight chance of snow tonight, lows 23. Cloudy chance of snow tomorrow. I don't think we're talking about any real accumulation. Highs near 31. Right now it's clear and 24 degrees at Radio Park. You know, your Super Bowl party can cost less this year if you go heavy on broccoli, celery, and cauliflower. An annual report found the overall cost of a Super Bowl party for 10 people has stayed flat at $139. But a lot of the most popular items like wings, wine, beer, and avocados will cost you a little bit more. Let me tell you something. If you invite me to the Super Bowl party with the cauliflower, the broccoli, and the celery, just tell me because I want to bring my own food. 6:13. WRJN. Spencer Davis Group. Give me some lovin'. Don't forget 8:30 this morning. The way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. We've got complete details this morning around 8:30 right here at WRJN.
Yeah.
Spencer Davis Group. Give me some love in 616. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. And you know the WRJN plays the timeless hits. And now as Valentine's Day comes up, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. To enter, simply go to any one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. Stop in to register at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine. Nobody loves you like we do. At WRJN. Hey, you know, with that big SNL anniversary show coming up February 16th on NBC, I wonder if they'll invite this guy. Only one former cast member has ever reportedly been banned from ever hosting Saturday Night Live again. That person? Chevy Chase. They said he was a jerk to the cast and crew, so he's never invited back. I wonder, they gotta have him back for this show, though. I mean, he's not hosting it, but I assume they're gonna have him back.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to LA firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with 126. Cloudy, slight chance of snow tonight, lows 23. Cloudy, a slight chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 31. Right now, it's clear, 24 degrees at Radio Park. Don't forget, the way we're seeing consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. We'll have complete details for you 8:30 this morning right here at WRJN. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and how much would you pay someone to find you the perfect soulmate? Well, a new service called Million Dollar Matchmaking promises to find your soulmate in under a year for the very low price of $1 million. Now, they're only taking on 3 clients total, but it sounds like there's more than enough rich people out there with high standards to fill the slots. In the first day that they offered this, over 100 people offered to pay $1 million to find their soulmate. Whoa. Wow. It's 626 local news. Timeless hits. Oh, here come the Drifters up on the roof. Up on the
roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. Up on the roof. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Upon the roof, 628 local news. Tama's hits, WRJN. Looking for an increase in cloud cover today with a high near 26, 24 and clear right now at Radio Park. Well, how can you tell whether it's okay to interrupt the conversation or not? That's kind of awkward, isn't it? Well, according to body language experts, if they see you and turn their entire body so their feet are pointed at you, that means the conversation probably isn't that important and it's okay to join in. But if they turn their head or upper body with their feet still pointed at each other, it means they're fully engaged in the conversation and it's probably important and for you to butt out. Don't interrupt. I would probably just go over there anyway and just poke my nose in there and say, excuse me, I got something to say. Excuse me. I know you're talking about something important. Excuse me. Coming up this morning at about 7:05, we're going to be talking to Mike Beno of Our Wisconsin Magazine. The latest issue hits the streets, and some great stories in there about Wisconsin. You're going to love them. Or good radio stories in there, too. Something about the Great River Road is in there, and collecting signs and jukeboxes. It's great stories coming up. That's a little after 7. At 8:30 this morning, we're going to tell you the way Racine Consumes Local News is about to evolve to the next level. Yeah. We'll tell you all about that. You're going to hang on till 8:30, though. Right now, it's exactly 6:30. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. You can vote today. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 8th primary election gets going, allowing people to cast their ballots in person ahead of the official voting day. Ballots everywhere are a little different with a school referendum in Kenosha. This is the primary with the spring election in April. In-person absentee voting will continue through February 16th. To see your ballot and to find out how to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. A drunk guy with a gun apparently caused a scare at a Racine school yesterday. A lockdown was put in place at Wisconsin Lutheran School after teachers reported a man, possibly intoxicated, approaching sixth grade students during recess. He had what appeared to be a gun. Police got there quickly but didn't find the suspect. That led to a search where he was eventually found with a gun in his possession. We're working on learning more. An Amber Alert is still active for a 16-year-old pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen at her home on Sunday. She's believed to be with a 40-year-old man. Police say he's the father of her unborn child. A vehicle to watch for is a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates, starting with BBR. Food trucks and facial recognition are coming to the ballpark. American Family Field will look a little different for 2025, with several plans revealed. The Alley Food Truck Park will go in on the left field loge level, and sure to be a conversation piece, the introduction of the MLB Go Ahead Entry Program. That's a facial authentication system with express lanes aimed at streamlining entry. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, it appears the relatively mild weather we've enjoyed so far in Wisconsin's good for one thing, game birds. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. Taylor Finger is the game bird ecologist with Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. They track population of the birds during the winter months, and she says because of the mild winter, looks like they've got good numbers so far.
So the 2024 crow count survey showed that we had a 20% increase compared to our previous five-year average. So we've had two really mild winters, now going on three mild winters in a row here, and we've had really good brood rearing conditions, which is likely the reason that we saw the increase in the number of birds that we did here on our survey. So again, pheasants, we went into this hunting season with really good conditions, as well as, you know, probably fairly solid population going in.
That's Taylor Finger, game bird specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. He said when it comes to things like pheasant and quail, they really don't have an exact population. They use rooster counts to measure the health of the overall populations.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads up seed treatment.
And did you know February is National Canned Food Month, and the Midwest Food Processing Association wants you to stop and think about those cans of vegetables that you've got. It takes about 2 to 4 hours from the field to the can for something like sweet corn to be processed. And remember, the nutrition stays consistent within those cans. It's also convenient. And remember, fresh doesn't always mean fresh. If you think what you're getting at the grocery store is better quality-wise than what you're getting in the can, they say think again. That fresh food probably has had to travel quite a distance before it reached that grocery store. And remember, cans are recyclable. Find out more at the Midwest Food Processor Association website. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Lows near 20, a northwest breeze. Clouds will fill back in Tuesday as our highs top out in the mid-20s. Those clouds stick around Tuesday night. We'll see some snow and sleet, though, as we head into your Wednesday. Right now, it's 22.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, million, zillion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. We are tired of hearing about every one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we'd like to turn ourselves in. We see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a happy meal, if that's at all possible.
We'll be right back.
sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail, cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl is fine.
Tommy Rowe and Sheila from 1962, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, in good luck with that news, according to new health guidelines, kids and teenagers should never have caffeine. They should avoid sugar and artificial sweeteners and stick to drinking only water or plain milk. Yeah, good luck with that. Hey, Bob Dylan, who wrote our next song, is going to be at Alpine Valley, appearing with Willie Nelson this summer. Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, what a show. Here's that Bob Dylan tune. Mr. Tambourine Man, singing at the Birds this morning, 6:38. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's WRJN. It's 641. WRJN is proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Staying Safe Racine County campaign. Each month, we'll help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, from snow plowing and emergency vehicle awareness to the programs that will keep you safe. Now, coming up next week, Tom Nitter's going to be in here. We're going to talk about the latest poster they made for staying safe. So that'll come up next week, all right?
This is neat. Super Bowl fun fact. Are you ready? Players on the team that win the Super Bowl this year get $171,000 in bonus from the NFL. The losers get $96,000, which is still nice. But certain players like Patrick Mahomes and Saquon Barkley get bonuses from their teams if they win. You think the other players are okay with that? I wouldn't think so. That they get the bonuses and the other players don't, huh? 641 WRTN. Here's Aretha Franklin. You gotta think.
You better think.
Sing that song in the Blues Brothers? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that was the one they sang in the, she was in the cafe, and she sang it to the Blues Brothers. I'm pretty sure that's the song. Think Aretha Franklin, local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN at 644. Looking for an increase in cloudiness today with a high near 26, light chance of snow tonight, lows 23, cloudy chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 31, clear and 24 degrees presently. We're right here at Radio Park. Got a study here. They found that someone's social media posts could actually predict their breakup 3 months before it happens. They found that in the months before a breakup, people start using more self-focused words like I, me, and mine, and they start thinking about things less analytically and more emotionally. I know what you're saying right now. I got to go check my friend's post and see if they're using the I, me, and mine thing. Go check. I'll wait. It's 6:45. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. Ah, can't go wrong with the Supremes on a Tuesday morning. Here's Baby Love.
My baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you.
The Supremes, Baby Love, WRJN. Did I ever tell you the time I was at her house? I really was. I was, it's a long story, but I went in business to California on business with two people from a radio station I worked at, and I begged them, let's take a tour of the star's home. So we bought some map from some kid sitting on a beach chair, and we wound up, it was a good map, we wound up at the star's homes. And we, Herb Alpert's home was right next to Diana Ross's home, and just a few houses down, Sammy Davis Jr., was throwing a big party. The caterers were there and everything. I thought we'd just walk in and waltz in and, you know, see Sammy's house. But yeah, I went to Diana Ross's house. We parked outside. What a beautiful home these people live in. She lived on Roxbury Drive, right across the street from where Lucille Ball had just passed away when we were there. Lucille Ball, James Stewart, Jack Benny, they all lived. Imagine that. Imagine a block party with those people. That'd be great. Hey, the way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. How? You'll find out 8:30 this morning. Right here at WRJN.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-611-2046. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I had some trouble with my baby.
Gypsy cried. It is 6:53. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today. That's in our forecast for the high near 26. Right now, it is sunny. It's 21 degrees here at Radio Park. And according to this survey, 35% of people say they've been disappointed at some point in their lives by their partner not doing enough on Valentine's Day. Women twice as likely to say that happened to them. Now, I'm going to remind guys one more time. Every year, Valentine's Day is on February 14th. It never changes. It's always on February 14th, and it's coming up 10 days from today. So you have plenty of time to get ready.
When the truth is found.
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I think I may have told this story before. If I did, you heard it before, you're going to hear it again. Jefferson Airplane, in 1967, was appearing at the Fillmore East in Lower Manhattan in New York City. My dad worked on pumps. He had to fix these pumps in big buildings. And they had a pump problem at the Fillmore East. So that summer, I was going with him on all his calls and, you know, just being a nuisance. Anyway, so we get down to the Fillmore East, and there's a giant plane, a biplane, hanging from you couldn't do this today, from a crane with a big sign saying Jefferson Airplane, tonight, Fillmore East, to whatever the date was. And went inside, and I actually stood on the stage at the Fillmore East where the biggest acts in rock and roll, Janis Joplin, I think Bob Dylan even played there, Jefferson Airplane, Creedence, all these people, the band, they all played there. And I stood at center stage and just, you know, with my mouth opened up. I couldn't believe I was standing on that stage. But they had that big biplane waiting to welcome Jefferson Airplane to the Fillmore East. Anyway, that's my story. Hey, coming up at 8:30 this morning, the way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve. We'll tell you all about it.
Yes!